The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Therefore,
and I'm saying,
he is not done with you. He is not finished with you. God has a master plan for your life. And therefore,
and I'm saying,
he is not done with you. He is not finished with you. Once you are serving him, once you continue to worship him and live for him and be in obedience to God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He will bring to pass all that he has purposed in his heart. All that he has counseled himself to do for you. No spirit, nobody can cancel that master plan for your life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When I look at Doc and the wife,
okay, yeah, Papa,
the things they've gone through some years back with myself, what I've gone through, you know, next year, July
18,
I'll be celebrating my 70th birthday. My son is here, they will be planning it. And the wife and some of my nephews. And I'll be reading or telling them some of the things that I went through all these 70 years. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, God is too good. God is good. So, Jeremiah 29. We are reading from verse 1 to
15.
I know you've heard messages from there. I know, doctor, I've given you so many messages from
there.
Oh, and you also, you've read many times. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God has a master plan
for you. Jeremiah
29, verse 11. Verse 1 to 15. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiachin and the queen mother, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the skilled workers and the artisans had gone into the exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elazar, son of Shaphan, and to Gamariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord." You take note of the verse 9. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You take note of these verses. 12. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Take note. 14. I will be found of you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. Amen.
Amen.
God has a master plan for your life. As a child of God, God has a master plan for you. Now, the moment you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, the moment you believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him as Lord and Savior, He begins to implement the plans He has designed for your life, for your future. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So as you continue in the Lord, no matter what you are going through, no matter what is happening to you, once you are living for Him, He will surely bring to pass all that He has counseled Himself in His own will concerning you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When I look to myself, since I gave my life to Christ, the things I went through, I have loved God so much. And I purpose in my heart that I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to serve Him. Insults from my father, from family members. As for my father, when I'm going to church, with the Bible in my armpit, then he will begin the insult. Look at a stupid boy. He won't find anything to do. There was a song, a new song recently in Ewe. If I had known that song by that time, that is the song I'm going to sing. Yesu ya mekpo menyen jo. Yesu ya mekpo menyen jo. Yesu ya mekpo menyen dava menjo. Yesu ya mekpo
menyen dava menjo.
Oh menyen
dava menjo.
Oh menyen dava menjo.
Oh menyen dava menjo.
Menyen dava menjo. Yesu ya mekpo menyen dava menjo. Yesu ya mekpo menyen dava menjo. Three girls came. I was the fourth born of my siblings. I was the first born. So when my mother took my seed, she was once walking and then a man of God called her. He said, woman, come.
I see Oba Bra.
With this your pregnancy,
now, say,
you are thinking you are going to give birth to a girl.
Oh, say, oh, be san, oh, oba,
but no, that pregnancy is a boy.
Now, so there be, say, say, no, oba, be, man.
And that boy is a man of God.
Now, sa, be, man, so, oh,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So to be honest with you, some of us, we did not have higher education. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, by His grace, called us or ordained us to be His servants. Brethren, it was not easy when we accepted Christ. I was going all out for Christ. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When I found Christ,
the
whole Bubuashi, we were just witnessing around, don't
block us.
We were going to Amasama, Pokwase, Katapo. I mean, we were going around with our gas light.
Any light, those
gas light. That is what we used to prepare tea. Or Milo, that is what we used to prepare breakfast. And after we've taken whatever, then we move out and be witnessing. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And people thought we were so stupid. We were serving the Lord. In the morning when I prepare Sundays and I come to church, early I was a Sunday school teacher teaching the AV class, the adults. After we've closed from church, There was another group in the church. I was the leader, a kind of fellowship prayer group. When we close, we have to walk to people's house. People who are having problems and difficulties, we will go and pray with them. Those who do not have Christ, we will make sure they receive Christ. So I will leave the house maybe 7, 7:30. Sometimes I will reach home 11 or 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until we went to Bible school. In 1988. And we graduated 1990. And then we opted to go to the Volta region. We want to go there and help with the work. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In fact, when I was going, or when I opted to go to the Volta,
the
doctor was not in favor at all. I remember I invited him to come to one of the places. He said, Bob, I'm not coming.
I see Bob, made me mau.
Do you know the reason why? You have suffered all these years. You have graduated from Bible school. We have a lot of places in Accra. Why don't you stay in Accra? You want to go to Volta region and suffer the more? So I invited him. He never came. And I get him right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I suffered, but it's good I went.
It
was not easy. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are serving a living God.
Yes,
and God has a master plan for your life. And he will surely bring that to pass. As you continue in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will not fail you. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you are facing in life. As a believer. I say, I don't know what you are going through. Maybe because of a mistake you've done. Or because of a particular sin that you've committed. Now let us remember that no sin will go unpunished. No sin, no transgression that you commit that will not be punished. I don't know what you are going through. But the assurance to you this morning is, no matter what you are going through, God has a master plan for your life. And he will surely bring that.
Pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God has a master plan for you. And so he is not done with you. He is not finished with you. The Jeremiah that we read, it was about the people of Israel. And we know God warned them many times about disobedience. But they continue. You know, God told them many things. That when you follow me, When you serve me, when you are obedient to my word, I will bless you. You can read Deuteronomy 28, the things the Lord told them there. I mean, words of assurance that when they serve him in obedience, the great and mighty things that he's going to do, how he's going to lift them up, how he will bless them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God wants you and I to be obedient to his word. God wants us to serve him in spirit and in truth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that he will do for us all that he has planned concerning our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A master plan of God for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as you are seated here, the eyes of the Lord is upon you. Now, our scripture is Jeremiah the
29.
Well, I want us to take note of verse 8 going. The people of Israel, because God has warned them and they fail to pay heed to the warnings of God, God decided to do something. Take them to exile.
So
they were taken to Babylon. So that they will be there under their slave masters for 70 good years. 70 years, as I said from the beginning, is not small years. I have served people throughout my life. I have stayed with masters as houseboys. I was staying with one man in Takrade. He was the first chief accountant of Takrade Flour
Mill.
He was the first chief accountant. I was serving him, the wife, and the children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I was undertaking some course at the Polytechnic. By
then,
we were staying, in the outskirts of Takrade Airport Ridge. And so I walk from there to Tripoli. And I have been serving the wife too in cooking and everything. I live in the boys' quarters. So anytime we've finished cooking, if I'm not fast to bring my bowl to the kitchen for food, if I delay, my boss wife will just climb upstairs. I'll put the bowl there. I'll go to school. From Tripoli before I get home, sometimes 9 o'clock, 8:30. And as I'm coming, I know there is food for me. But sometimes when I come, the bowl is covered. When I open it, there is no food. Now, from there, airport reach to even to the roadside, Lagos town. Where we've been taking car. It's far. And with that time, I wouldn't get any food to buy. So I would just take the bowl, take it back to my room. No, we've been baking also. So sometimes I may have bread in the room. If there is bread, I'll take that bread. If not, then I'll sleep without food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I never knew God has a master plan for my life. I had my elementary education in Accra, Awudome
1.
So I walk to Bubuashi with my mates and come to
school.
No chalewote. The khaki shorts, no supporter. The khaki shirt, no singlet. I just did not know one day in our class when I was in Form 4, Standard 7. I don't know what happened then. They said they are inspecting panties, supporters. And with the class we have, I think
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They started from the first row.
And
then they begin to, you know, draw your knickers and watch you could see things. Those who were wearing what? Flower, sack.
And
the laughing was going on.
But
theirs were better than I don't have at all. So they were going row by row. And on my row, I was by the second desk. So they came to our row. And I pulled my knickers. And there was nothing. And come and see. They laughed and laughed and hooted. You are in Form 4, you don't have common supporter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So that day it was another day, it was something. Then, when after we've graduated or completed San Seven and had our exams at Accra Training College, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday.
And
then the following day, we were supposed to have our school party. At least with school party, when you are coming, you should have at least something better than your khaki shorts. But because I did not have, I had my khaki shorts, no supporter. I went and borrowed someone's chalewote and borrowed another shirt, long sleeve, strategy. And I took that to the I work with two of my classmates. One has passed away. The other one is living. He's my classmate. He's called Nana Chas. The mother is from Ntronai Akimudan. So he's called Nana Akro. Nana Akro.
Nana Akro. Nana Akro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's my good classmate. So we, the three of us, walk from Bubuashi. So when we go to the school compound, we have Awudome 1 and 2 boys. 3 and 4 girls. So when we were coming, when you are coming from the eastern side, our block is the first school. So when we're coming, then we spotted our headmaster standing on the corridor. He was standing there watching us as we come. So when we were getting closer to him, then he mentioned my name, Amo. And I said, yes, sir. I was so happy. Then I heard the statement. Are you the only poor boy in this school? And when I heard these words, tears keep dropping. I wept the whole day. As I'm talking, I don't know what even was given to us at the school party. So finally, we closed and we went home. When I got home, I took the chalewote and gave to the owner. I took the shirt and I gave to the owner. What was left, my bare chest, then barefooted. Because I've given the chalewote to the owner. The shirt also to the owner. I never knew God has a master plan for my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I was growing, our next neighbor, one of my colleagues or friend, gave me a beautiful interlock with rainbow colors. But unfortunately, the armpits of that, what you call interlock, was torn off. But it was a beautiful interlock. I put that on. Oh, I look fine. So God gave, the Spirit gave me an idea. I went for a thread and needle. So I was able to close the gap because it is a nylon interlock, beautiful one. So I pulled them together and I closed up the gap. I wash it, and when I put it on, my friend saw me. Kwesi, Katalia Hami.
Oh, Father
Nebra. Ntalia kami.
Osi matare pamami.
Bra, be okakemi.
Osi o manabu saudi chami.
Ta inga ke boshi bwe kami.
Ode mi richo nanzo komandi ya mami.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As if a joke.
I say a grobi nodi.
He took the interlock away.
Oji atare na wako siisi nuna.
After I have mended.
I
never knew. I never knew. God has a master plan for my life.
Amen.
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is not done with you. I don't know what you are facing. This year, I don't know what you've gone through. But God has a plan for your life and for your future. He will never let you down. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I went to the Volta region after Bible school. When I was going, there was no money. Nicholas was the second born at the back of the mother. And as we were going, we had nothing, no money. The money I had was 150 cedis. The one cedi and 50. That is all the money. I went to wherever I have to go. I asked my big man to help me, to help us. I don't want to mention them. He said they don't have anything. I should go to the Volta region and ask. I had a nephew who is also a pastor. Went to the same place and so, Pastor Robert, they are having nothing. They don't have. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time after my wedding, marriage blessing, with the difficult times. I was wearing the same dress every Sunday. The same dress. Every Sunday, that the same dress. Every Sunday, the same dress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, the leader was telling the people, was asking. They were seated on the pulpit. How can Robert be coming to church every Sunday with the same dress? I never knew. It was difficult for me to wear that. But I don't have. And that will not stop me from staying home. So I will always come with the same dress. Do you know how I got to know this for so many years? I met my classmate in America. And we were sharing. He said, this is what happened that day. The big man said, why is Robert wearing the same dress? If I'm wearing the same dress, it means I don't have. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the same dress. One and all pese on obeshi atareku. Sandibia. One and all
pese.
So when I heard it, I was sorry.
They said, you know,
say, all this disgrace. I never knew. God is not finished with me. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is not finished with you. So when the people of Israel were disobedient to God, God caused them to be taken to exile in Babylon. And he said,
I said,
you will be there till 70 years to leave your home and be in someone's house. You will never have that total freedom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will never be of yourself.
You
will be under control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why they say home, sweet home.
So
they in Babylon went through a lot. But at a point when the slave masters were being a bit lenient to them, it looked as if some of them got opportunity to do some businesses. And then their prophets, the prophets among them, begin to prophesy lies. Oh, now, just build houses.
Oh, sabre Moses if ye.
Give your sons and daughters to their sons to be married. Build houses for yourself.
Moses if ye mama home.
But God has not promised that you are staying in Babylon. He said, when 70 years is due,
now see, if he said your son is one,
I will take you from there and bring you back to where
I am.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So when you read the verse
9,
from verse 8, it says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams, which you have caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the prophecy is that after I've caused you to be taken to Babylon, after you've gone through all those hardship and difficulties, because of your disobedience, when 70 years is due, I'll bring you back. They will go through that punishment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that they will have a change of heart. But the prophets were deceiving them. And so they were reminded in verse
11.
He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen.
Amen.
They were reminded of what the Lord intended to do. Because of their disobedience, they were in Babylon, taken to Babylon. They went through a lot. I don't know what you are going through, what you are facing. But as the people of God, even though God was dealing with them because of their disobedience, God still has a good plan, a master plan for their
life.
As far as you have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, and you are walking with him and living for him, even though you've been disobedient And therefore you are facing some calamities. God has a master plan for your life. And so continue to hold him fast. No matter what, just hold him fast. Go all out for the Lord. And continue to serve him. Very soon we will be entering into the year 2024. And I know that once you continue to serve the Lord and believe him, as you continue to be obedient to the Lord, Jehovah Yahweh will surely bring to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will bring to pass all that is designed for you. No matter what the devil is doing. Oh, hold the Lord fast. He is not done with you. But with this scripture, do you know one wonderful thing? Even though these people were in exile, they were disobedient, and God tried to punish them by causing them to be taken to exile. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know one surprise thing? God never took his eyes off them. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said, God never took his eyes off them. He was still watching them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though you've committed some crime, some sin, and therefore things are not going the way that you go, and you are facing crisis, and sometimes you look as if you ask, where is God? God, are you there at all? Sometimes you are crying within your spirit. Your inner mind is crying, is weeping. You are sorrowing within. There is a problem. Ah, you don't know how that problem will be solved. You are so disturbed. You just don't know what to do. You don't even know where the solution is coming to. It's going to come from. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even though God has allowed you to go through certain things because of your disobedience, when you are going through, God never sleeps. He still keeps his eyes on you. As you are going through those difficulties, because you are his child, if he never takes his eyes off the sparrows, how much about you and I, who he created in his own image? No matter what, he will never take off his eyes, He will never take his eyes off us. You are going through those difficulties, but his eyes is still on you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so just believe that as the Lord will usher us into 2024. That year is going to take, things are going to turn around. I have my son here. When I'm lamenting, worrying about something, say, Daddy, don't worry. It is a matter of time. That is what he mostly tells me. Say, Daddy, don't worry. Don't worry too much. It's a matter of time. Things will change. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Things will change. Things will turn around. There was a particular thing. He said, Daddy, Don't worry at all about that. This is between two people. I mean, his relation, someone. Daddy, don't worry, the tables will turn. It is a matter of time. The table will turn. 2024. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are facing, the disgrace and whatever, the tables will turn. Things will change. Because the eyes of the Lord is still upon you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He has not taken off his eyes off you. I say, if his eyes is still on the sparrow, he's keeping his eyes on you. And all that you are going through, oh, he will see you through. He will bring the master plan to pass. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I was in that village. My first town was Wara. I was taken from light to Wara, where there was no light. At a point, we don't have food to eat. So in the morning, my wife will fly, will cook cassava, and then ground pepper. I'll be in the church and they will bring that.
In fact,
life was difficult. We don't have dresses to wear. I can't buy dresses for my children. Esther, Nicholas, and Nathaniel. I can't buy any dress for them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All these difficulties. I never knew that God has a master plan for my life. I look round. I don't know who to help me. Even my brother was not even in a position to help. Because they were also going through hard times. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, one day I was going to sleep. I said, God, woke me up 12 o'clock. I've decided to go to the church and be praying every night. Those days we have government transport coming from Tudu to Wara. And by 4 a.m. the bus will pass. The Assemblies of God Church was by the roadside. A wooden structure. And I will go there. When I woke up, we were staying at mission. I will walk from mission right down to the church. I will stay in the church alone. And I will pray. As soon as the bus passes away, then I close. I say, I'll be doing this till a door is open. God is faithful. God is what? Faithful. And he loves his children. As you are seated here, you are special to God. I say, you are special to God. You are special to God. So he will deal with you in a very special way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I was praying every night. So the boss lived by four. So
it is
4 hours every night. So one day, I came and prayed, went home, and slept on a mat. And by 6, I woke up.
And
I heard a voice. Why don't you write to your missionary?
He has traveled
to the U.S. So I got up, took pen, took an official paper, then I began to write. I wrote the first front, and I turned the back, and I continued to write. When I reached halfway of the second portion, they say, why don't you write, testify about what you've seen him do, the missionary work he was doing. So all that I saw him do, I wrote it. Because I've heard that he is not coming back. He was a good missionary.
You'll
be traveling, sending tent to area. He will come back sometimes in the night, midnight. So I wrote all these things. And I encourage him and beg him to come back. When I sent him the letter, he never replied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So later he came. When he came, we went to meeting at the regional office. Then after we finished, he gave me a letter with an amount of $100. Even the $100 was not handed over to me. He shared the $100 among two of us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But I have received a letter from a couple. And their telephone number, their
address,
they requested that we should be communicating. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we began to communicate.
If you see,
brethren, some of the letters, the words I read from this man, when I'm reading, I'll be sharing tears. Because I don't know this man from anywhere. Encouraging words. And one of the statements I could remember, Robert, we will go as far as the Lord want us to go.
I see Robert, you
hallelujah.
Amen.
So at a point, then I receive a letter. I say, Robert.
I see Robert, hey.
God said, told me we should be sending you an amount every month. That was 1992. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
$25 every month.
And
so he told God, God, if you are speaking to me, speak to my wife. So he waited for 2 weeks. And then the wife came to him.
He
said, Peck,
the
Lord, when I was praying, the Lord said we should help him,
Robert.
He said, did the Lord told you how much? He said, yes. Say $25. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they begin to send that or to put that $25 down. Because those days there is no Western Union. So they went on the internet and was trying to see how they could get that money to us. So after 1 year, oh hallelujah,
amen,
they just called me Robert.
They
wrote me and gave me a number.
He
said,
Robert,
there is a bank in Ghana, Accra. Accra Central. It's called Meridian Bank. We want you to go there. We've sent all the money to Meridian Bank. I was in Ghana, but I don't know Meridian
Now,
Bank.
Our Ghana, so ni Meridian Bank, so.
But they directed me.
Now, so
to, you
Meridian
know, Farisco Bank inside
Farisco
there. Former British Airways. And then from, what do you call it? I think by then I was in Kwanta also.
And then
I came to Accra. I located Meridian Bank.
And
when I got there, there was a queue. And so I also joined with my number. And when it got to my turn, I received bundles of
seeds.
For the first time in my life. Oh, my heart was just jumping. Oh, it was there I knew God was not done with me. It was there I knew that God has not finished with me. So as I was praying and calling on Him, He was listening. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, they gave me money bundle.
And
then I pushed them into my small bag. Then I quickly ran to Makola. I got into a store. And I pulled some clothes. Oh, for my wife. And I bought some dresses for Esther,
Emma Esther,
Nicholas, and Nathaniel. Oh, I bought them two dresses. And I also got something for myself.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Ampara.
Nicholas, can you help me?
Oh,
Nami.
Yeah.
Oh, Nami. Ampara.
For we are
The Lord, that as we enter 2024, the tables will turn in your favor. If God have sent me through, have taken pastor and the wife through, the only one shirt and one came plain trousers and chalewote every day. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is going to see you also.
Amen.
As for that, I can assure you.
And then
if I don't know anything at all, as for that, I can assure you. If you like, come and let's bet. And you continue to walk with the Lord. And be faithful to Him. He's going to see you through. Say, the table will turn. The tables will turn in your favor. After I've taken care of my children, I don't know how I was going to pay their fees. But before I left for the U.S., one of my nephew was teaching in seventh grade preparatory school
Dansoma.
We met at a funeral. He said, "Uncle, what are my brothers going to do?" And I told him, he said, "Uncle, try your best. Bring them to our school." By then he was also teaching there. Once they want to do engineering and they want to do medicine, now, let them come there. How was I going to pay those fees? So I accepted. And I sent him and the senior sister. And they went there. And there they were polished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord help me to pay their fees. Let me tell you, at a point in his time, I have to borrow to pay his fees. With interest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I couldn't pay for some time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord saw me through. Today,
and
by the grace of God, He has His masters in banking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the wife also.
And
works with the bank. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, as I am talking, about a year plus ago, Esther went to the UK. And she is there now. A year's time, Nathaniel also was invited by the UK army. He went and took the exams. And when he took the exams, we called him. How was it? He said, "Dad, I'm worried because I couldn't finish with the 50 questions. He did only half. The rest he has to tick. After everything, and with his training, practical, the people were happy with him." They said, "You've done well." So they said, "We are not going to choose anything for you. Choose yourself what you want to do." Then he said, "I want to do the Royal Engineering." Hallelujah.
Amen.
So by January 15th, in 2024, he will begin with his training. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The last time I was sick, he and the senior brother and picked me to Accra. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I was also riding.
No, so
in a four-wheel car.
Amen.
I was seated at the back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Brethren, if you are hearing me, I don't know what you are facing. You are in this church. You've heard all the good messages from the man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yet you are going through something because of a sin you've committed, because of a kind of mistake. I say, God, your creator has not taken his eyes off you. You are going through, but he is watching you. He knows how he is going to see you. I was not having shoes. Today I have shoes. Oh, I have one of the nice watches. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good, brethren.
He's
a faithful God.
See,
once he has not taken his eyes off his people, the children of Israel. And the prophets were trying to, swerve them, deceive them. God reminded them. They said, "My people, I've not taken off my eyes from you. My eyes is still on you. And I will surely do what I have purposed to do." I said, "God will do it." I said, "Believe me today that before 2024, as we enter 2024, the tables are going to turn for you. Things will change and you will see the glory of God." I have a sister I follow direct. We were strong, siblings in among our siblings. I follow her direct. She also loved the Lord. In 1983, they left Accra to the village. The husband was working at Tema Shipyard dry dock. He was also
providing.
And things were tough for them. So they went to the village. Oh, with their little, little children. And I have been visiting my sister, carrying the basket. Sometimes I will stay with them for some days. I will lead her to some farms to buy okra and garden eggs and pepper and send to the market. Sometimes she will be pregnant, but she will go to market and come midnight. She has 8 children. But in the village, all the children are having secondary education. Some of them have finished with their master. Still in the village. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Tomorrow, Monday,
God,
my sister is going to the Japan embassy to collect her visa. To visit the daughter and the husband in Japan. Still in the village. Nukaha. Mina you are no more yet. Ni ehe ye kweye.
Na ne hosu ye wanwa pa.
Nke nyo mo ye.
Nyami wo ho.
Ni ehe ye kweye.
Na ne hosu ye wanwa.
She called me and said, tomorrow I'm going for my visa.
I'll come to you
so that we pray and thank God. I said, God is not finished with you. I am saying, I, Pastor Robert, the servant of God, I'm saying, God is not finished with you. I don't know what is it, but God is not finished with you. He will surely glorify his name. Keep following him. Keep trusting him. You will surely see his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What are you talking about? Who said there is no God? And he is not faithful. What are you talking about? Oh, Maulelo. Maule.
No more,
yeah.
No more,
yeah. Yeah,
yes, so no more, yeah. My son,
Jalla Bonissa.
Now, yes, so the same, yes, sir.
A honey on your fish.
Now, all my wedding fear,
I said,
that
you are man now, and will not come over. I say, I don't know what that thing you are, I don't know what you are going through.
Only now, from a sergeant on him.
I don't know what you are facing.
Only now, we see
whether in marriage
or sir, I worry more.
Whether in business, I don't know. But he knows. But because he has a master plan for your life,
he
will see you through. I say he will see you
through.
And you will give him the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know even what to tell God. I'm so glad. Happy about God, what he can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I keep witnessing to people.
That's why if you are dancing, drunk or full.
I live in Sogakope.
What is Sogakope?
When we close church, I'm fellowshipping with a church called Watered Home.
Watered Home, I'm sorry, no, I know Moko.
The pastor of that church was someone living in Waura when I was there.
Now you'll be anointing Rara every Owoho.
And those days he comes to church one. He's the one God is using. So when we close from church, they want to pick me home. I say, no, I want to pick the Okada. So when I pick the Okada, as soon as I get down, I will ask him, are you walking with Jesus? Some will say no. So, and I will ask them the reason.
They
will give me the reason. And I will encourage them. With this scripture. And tell them God has a master plan for
them.
When they serve him, God will bring to pass all the good things he has
prepared
to do in their
lives.
The way of witnessing to them.
I'm
assuring you that rest assured that if God has did not take his eyes off the people of Israel when they were in
Babylon.
If God never takes off his eyes from the sparrows, what about you? Who he created in his own image? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
All that he has counseled himself in his own will to do for you, nobody can cancel
it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not done with you. I say, God is not done with you. Turn to someone and say, God is not done. Yes, God is not done with you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Amen.